The paintings on this wall were excavated in an archaeological site called Malkata, which literally means the place where things are picked up. The ruins of Malkata are all that remains of a grandiose architectural setting for Amenhotep III's three renewal festivals, or Hebseds. The buildings were constructed of sun-dried mud brick, strengthened with wooden beams, like all houses and palaces in Egypt. To create a festive atmosphere, the mud brick walls and ceilings were covered with mud plaster and painted in bright tempera colors. The two large paintings above come from the ceilings of rooms where the king performed a number of rituals. They were found in fragments on the floor. The painting on the right depicts ducks and pigeons in flight. This motif may refer to the king's role as the master of the universe. On the opposite wall, there's another large ceiling decoration. Its scroll pattern interweaves with the heads of cattle, all adorned with large rosettes. These motifs are often found in Aegean art. Their presence underscores the close relationship between the cultures around the Eastern Mediterranean during this period. Heads of cattle are also native to Egyptian art, where they function as protective symbols.